Darling, when was the last time we visited this magnificent place? The scenery here is more breathtaking than I remember. Why, yes, that's right. Has it already been that long? How time flies. Experiencing the season of spring here in Dongshan is quite unlike experiencing spring anywhere else. I can feel the gentle pulsing of the plant life and the sentient light orbs all around us. Spring! What new beginnings await, That is right. The elder gods called this region the mystical promised land. And even now, centuries later, it is still known as such. Only the strongest and purest god souls are able to incarnate here. There has never been anyone born here below Karma Rank 3. The soul records in the Great Hall do not lie. Indeed, the lesser gods in the lower realms are still telling stories about you. Guess who attended a performance just last week? They regard with great reverence the Violet Star God and the circumstances surrounding his birth. They are saying that all 16 of the heavenly signs presented themselves on the day you were born. Yes, a tendency to exaggerate. Nevertheless, on the night you were born here in Dongshan, the sky was filled with undulating ribbons of violet and silver light. A rapturous sight to behold. Shall we head in? Or do you wish to admire the mountain view for a few minutes longer? All right. We can see the outside through the windows. I booked us a private area out in the back. For sure. The Treasury Cafe is known for its resplendence. There certainly is no shortage of gold, silk, and precious gems.
Good morning, sir and madam. This way.
I wanted to make your birthday brunch special. When I asked, you told me to surprise you with the food, so that will already be prepared for us.
In here, please. I will bring the food in a minute.
Thank you. Allow me, sweetheart. Sit. I know you have an important meeting later on today. Best go on a nice full stomach. No one likes working on their birthday, but then there's you and your sense of responsibility. I know you well enough by now to know that you actually enjoy attending to matters that others would find incredibly tedious.
The items you ordered, and your drinks.
perfect. Ah, steaming hot. Thank you. Here's a little something for your help.
Thank you. Enjoy. Ring the bell if you need me.
Cute, isn't he? Humanoid pygmy dragons. No, they're not from around here. Their realm has been disintegrating, and the Great Master was kind enough to take them in. I'd say there are less than 10 of them here in Dongshan. Look at this food. You know the saying we Qilin have. Good food precedes good fortune. Exquisite food precedes luxurious abundance. Many positive events will take place today. I can feel it. I feel it in my horns. They are buzzing delightfully. Lily off the lake, dried with fragrant sunberry slices, then rolled into tea leaves. The result is lily tea with a sunberry aroma. Have a taste. This batch is much finer than the one I bought from Mingshan Village. I did miss you while you were away, my darling. A lot. There is so much I have to share with you. I apologize for not being able to come and see you immediately when you returned last night. I had to attend to the birth of one of the courtly princesses. Yes, all went well. She is as healthy as can be. We can start with the appetizer. Miniature violet star-shaped sweet cakes with a dash of citrus and mountain grape juice. Two for you, and two for me. Two is a lucky number. Great things come in pairs. You have guessed correctly. You know me too well. Most of our food this morning will have violet or gold or both colors on them. I know you love me, darling. I love you too. So, this trip you just returned from, it was the longest one yet. 101 days, 15 different realms, 4 different planets. Did I get that right? And yet, despite your travels, you do not appear to be tired at all. In fact, you are glowing. Coming from someone who can see auric fields in great detail, you are quite a sight to behold. What is your secret? Yes, I suppose. Never worrying about affairs that are beyond your control, and keeping a positive attitude does help. So does taking the golden medicinal pearls I made for you. You give me too much credit. I'm sure they only partly contribute. Speaking of which, how many of those do you have left? Is it time to prepare another batch for you, my dear? All right, no problem. Obtaining more essence of fair flower will be difficult, but not impossible. I shall get started on it soon then. It takes 200 days for all the ingredients to come together synergistically, then another 100 days for the pearls to absorb the power infused into the creation pot. Some more tea? It's good, isn't it? What would you like to eat next? Those golden noodles do look delectable. Could you pass me the large chopsticks? Thank you. Getting the transparency and texture of these noodles just right is hard to achieve. The Treasury Cafe has some of the best chefs. Well, they have had time to refine their art. A lot of time. A long lifespan can be a burden if one does not know how to live, but it is a blessing when you put it to good use. I would say that coming up with new dishes counts. Would you? Excuse me. Delicious. What do you think? Yes, the dried pompolinos do complement the flavor. Well, it's just that I'm proud of you. Very proud. You are still a relatively young god, yet I only need to think about the things you've already achieved, and I am in awe. Oh, no. If you ask me what I think you're too strict with yourself. No harm in taking a break once in a while. Put your feet up, enjoy life. How did your trip go? those diplomatic discussions mostly successful? Terrific. I did hear that Maitu's realm would be dangerous. Yes, but I know you would have taken all precautions necessary to avoid attracting the attention of the God Hunters. Your capture would likely have started a war. But I know my darling is too clever for them. You have sauce on your robes. That will not come out easily, but I am confident that your maids will find a solution. If you ask me, those young jade nymphs do not get paid enough. How are you enjoying your birthday brunch so far, my sweet? Is everything here to your liking? Great. Would you like to try the sizzling giant violet longyan next? It might be a good idea to take this out onto the table on the balcony. Once I pour on the thousand fire concoction, there will be a lot of smoke. That is what makes it fun. Fresh air. Are you ready? Let us pour it together. Here, careful. You try first. Wow. A burst of indescribably delicious flavors. Being able to combine foods so that they taste perfect is an art. My specialty might be in healing and medicines, but I have spent a great deal of time enjoying good food. I have made a mental list of all the other places we can visit. I think you'll like them. You're smiling. What is that saying the mortals have? That's the one. The way to a man's heart is through his stomach. But I do not think that holds true for all gods. Some, perhaps, like you and me. Many do not have much interest in food. Take the dragonoid men and women, for example. They will only consume pure water after a certain age. They rely upon the power and rays of the central sun and generate sustenance from that. Look at you! You have eaten most of the giant violet longyan. No, eat as much as you please. I am the one treating you, remember? I will have the rest of this side. It is amazing, isn't it? Let us head back in. I know. I was not expecting that much smoke either. Take a seat, my lord. What will your next dish be? Excellent choice. I think you will love this one. The dim sum dish to surpass all the other dim sum dishes. You should open this yourself. No, I am not playing a trick on you, and you know I'm not prone to tricks anyway. Yes, that carved jade slate is exactly what you think it is. A pass to the realm of the second heaven, the place of union. Am I suggesting something? What made you guess? Eat your little bows first. I think these gold and violet star flakes on the top of the bows are adorable. I asked them to fill all of these soup bowls with your favorite fillings and juices. You will be pleased to hear that each one is a different flavor. I will have some more of these golden noodles. They're good. What is what in your bow? Yes, my love, that is a ring of promise. A token to show my willingness and interest. Of course, the ball is now in your park. That ring of promise is carved from a piece of one of my horns that fell out and dipped in indestructible sunset glass. Happy birthday. I want to continue serving by your side when you're not traveling, as per your wishes. So happy to see that I've put a smile on your face. But for now, we still have all this food to finish. Tuck in.